Washed out roads and bridges blocked access in some flood-stricken communities, and in many cases, people were also cut off from telephone and internet service. Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud represents many of the towns affected by the floods, including Estes Park. He says some people still don't have good, reliable phone service.
And I do wonder whether we've got the right telecommunications policies in place to ensure a quick recovery.
The lack of broadband access in rural parts of the state has long been a focus at the Capitol. Lawmakers on the Flood Recovery Study Committee will also examine how well the state is rebuilding roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
What about relief efforts for small businesses, tourism, families? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing?
Lundberg is one of the lawmakers on the committee, which is evenly split between the parties. Democratic Senator Jeannie Nicholson of Blackhawk says it's too soon to say what lawmakers will want to change.
Until we hear people's reports to us about what worked and what are some challenges on the ground, this was a really devastating disaster for a whole lot of people. And I think there are some lessons to be learned from it.
Nicholson says she wants to focus on helping people who may have lost everything or who are really struggling. She talked to one woman whose ceiling is caving in but can't get federal aid because it was caused by rain and not the flooding.
Many people didn't have flood insurance that covered flood damage. We may want to kind of work through how do we handle that aspect of it.
At one point, Governor John Hickenlooper was considering a special legislative session to respond to the flooding, but now says most issues can be handled by lawmakers as they come up and into next year. The Flood Relief Committee will hold its first meeting in early November. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.